Malachim Aleph, Perek Aleph. This perek discusses David and Avishag HaShunamit and the anointing of Shlomo as the new king of Yisrael. As we begin Sefer Malachim, we will learn about the rise and fall of some of the great kings of Am Yisrael. Sefer Malachim covers approximately 400 years of Jewish history. However, this Sefer, like all the Svarim of Navi, are not for historical purposes. The Gemara in Megillah, Yudalit Amal Aleph, explains only the Nevi'im we need for the future generations were written down. Therefore, it's important as we try to glean lessons from the Navi that are relevant to our personal lives. Baba Basra, Tezvav Amar Aleph, Yirmiyahu wrote both Sefer Malachim and Megillas Eicha. During this 400-year time period, some of the greatest Nevi'im prophets prophesized, including Yechezkel, Yeshaya, and Hosea. Throughout this time period, there was 19 kings of Yisrael and 19 kings of Yehuda. The Da'as Sofrim points out, Sefer Malachim is considered a tumultuous Sefer, as it shows Yisrael in their full glory, with Shlomo HaMelech building the Beis HaMikdash and the split of the kingship leading up to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Before we begin, the Gemara in Tainus, Lamed Amud Beis, whoever properly mourns over the Beis HaMikdash will merit to see the happiness of seeing the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt. Let us be zoicha, merit, to see the return of the kingship back to Yisrael with the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. In Pasuk Aleph, V'amelech David Zokin Bo Bayamim, and David HaMelech, the king, was getting older in his days. The Psichta de Esther Rabbah brings, at the time when Tzaddikim rise to power, happiness and rejoicing fill the world. The Sefer Torah Shebaal Peh brings, the word the Navi chooses to open with is HaMelech, the king, which is a compound word, which is Hashem Melech, meaning Hashem is the ultimate king, the Melech Malchei Amlochim. As we learn about the kings of Yisrael, it's only appropriate to point out Hashem is the ultimate king in the world, as Hashem does what he sees fit. This is why the Sefer Malachim opens and starts with the word HaMelech, to hint to the fact that Hashem is the ultimate king. The Radak points out, David was 30 years old when he became the king and ruled over Yisrael for 40 years. David was 70 years at the time of this story. The Pasuk Aleph continues, Vayechaseu bebegadim velo yichama, and they covered David with clothing and they didn't warm him up. Gemara and Bracha, Samach Beis Amud Beis, points out this was a punishment for David not treating King Shaul with respect when he cut off the corner of King Shaul's robe, as we had learned together in Shmuel Aleph, Perikov Dalid. King David's men advised him to find a woman to warm him up. The advisor searched the entire land for a young, beautiful Basula for David. Avishag HaShunamit was located and brought to David. Avishag was extremely beautiful. Avishag would lay next to David to warm him up. However, David did not have intimacy with her. And Pasuk Hey, Vadonia ben Chagis Misnasa Lemor and Yemloch, and Adonia, the son of Chagis, would exalt himself by saying, I'm going to be the king. Adonia was the son of David, and he made a royal entourage for himself, with chariots, riders, and 50 men in front of them at all times. David had never rebuked Adonia for doing so. Adonia was very handsome and good-looking. Adonia rallied for the support of Yoav, David's chief general, and of Yasar, the Kohen. Tzadok HaKohen, Ben Yahu Ben Yoyada, Nasan HaNavi, David's men of warriors did not join Adonia. Adonia then prepared a royal feast to celebrate his self-elected kingship. Adonia invited his brothers, David's children, the people of Yehuda, and king servants. Nasan HaNavi, Benayahu, the great warriors, and Shlomo, his brother, were not invited. And Pasuk Yud Aleph through Chav Gimel, Nasan HaNavi informed Bathsheba, Shlomo's mother, about what Adonia has done. Nasan HaNavi told Bathsheba to speak to King David to inquire if King David was aware of what was happening. Bathsheba was to ask David in question form if it's not true that the kingship was promised to her son Shlomo. Nathan HaNavi then planned to join Bathsheba in the middle of speaking to David. Bathsheba carried out the plan. Bathsheba entered into David's chambers. Bathsheba related Adoniah has made himself melech in the eyes of Yisrael, and all of Yisrael are watching to see how you, David, will react. Nathan HaNavi entered the room while Bathsheba was speaking and then proceeded to give extra support for her words. David told Bathsheba in Pasuk Lamed, "V'chi nishpati lecha b'Hashem Elokei Yisrael lemor Shlomo bincha yimloch acharei," because I had swore to Hashem that Shlomo, your son, will be the king after me. "V'hu yeshev al kisei tachtai," and he'll sit on my throne after me. King David then ordered Tzadok HaKohen, Nathan HaNavi, and Benaiah to anoint Shlomo by the Gihon stream and pronounce Shlomo as the king. Shlomo was to return to his palace and sit on David's throne afterwards. They went to the Gihon and announced Shlomo as the new king in front of Yisrael with singing and dancing. Adoniah was informed about the news of Shlomo being anointed. Adoniah ran to the Mizbeach for protection. Adoniah thought Shlomo would kill him because of his conspiracy. Shlomo swore he will not kill Adoniah, providing Adoniah is loyal to Shlomo. Adoniah bowed to Shlomo HaMelech and was sent home. And that's the perek. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.